When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Good morning and welcome to Plugged Into Long Island on 102.3 WBAB and 106.1 BLI. Today, I'm very excited. We have Christine Meyer here with us today. She is the author of a really awesome children's book. It's called The Too Tall Giraffe. Christine, thank you, first of all, for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Tell us a little bit what this book is about.
It is about a giraffe named Savannah who starts a new school in Kenya. And when she gets there, she's the tallest giraffe in class. And the other giraffes are maybe a little jealous, maybe a little scared by it, and they don't like her so much. And so she ends up getting teased, but they don't know. She has a superpower. And I'll leave the end for readers to find out, but she does get to choose how she uses that and if she'll help her tribe of giraffes.
So this book is really about understanding and coming into your own, kind of, right?
Definitely.
So what I love about the book too is that it seems like a very personal book. How much of you is actually in this book?
Oh gosh, I think a lot, except I was short, so. But I think there's a lot of little elements of me and my story in there, just transported into a slightly different genre.
On your website, it's called thetootallgiraffe.com, in case anyone wants to go check it out. This book is described to be more than 25 years in the making. So tell me about that. Why did it take so long?
Yeah, so I was born with a cleft lip and palate. I had a learning disability, which is pretty common with that. And I did not like reading. I did not like writing. A friend in high school gave me a romance novel and it changed my world. And so in my senior year in high school, so much so that I took a reading and writing class, an elective, an extra one. And in it, we had to write a children's story and illustrate it. And so I wrote this first draft, really, of The Too Tall Giraffe there. And then I left it at school. Mm-hmm. And for 25 years, said I really should have taken that with me. I still to this day love to see what it looked like. But as I started becoming a writer, I finally one day said, why am I not rewriting this book? That's what I do.
Yeah. So I did. That's awesome. So this came to be from like a school project?
Yes. Well, the whole class, we had to write and illustrate our own children's books. And it sounded like the craziest ideas and I'd never do it, but I learned how to draw a giraffe.
That's awesome. Well, so obviously 25 years ago, lots of has changed over 25 years. How has that book started and then the changes that were made to it now? I know you said you don't have the original one, but what you can remember, how has it changed?
Yeah, I think I really figured out how to take Savannah from accepting herself and others and really take that story to a whole, that element of the story to a whole nother level where it's not just accepting, but understanding how her role in the world, how she can help other people. And in turn, other people seeing that in her in something that they thought was bad.
And what are the core lessons to you from this book? Like if someone were to just pick it up, what would you say that the core lessons are?
So the first one is that we are all different. Mm-hmm. And even if you look at the illustrations, all the giraffes look a little bit different because they all do in the real world, just like all of us. So that's one of the big core things, is we're all different. But it's also the next level to that is understanding that our differences do have benefits to them. And they don't always feel like it. Growing up with, you know, cleft lip and palate, having a learning disability, you go, how is there a positive in that? Like mm-hmm. there's, you know, on the surface, it seems like it's just a struggle. I have to say, I probably know every test taking technique that was ever, you know, thought of, and I've tried them. I know which ones work for me, and that, you know, as you grow up and as you go through high school and college, even, you know, I was a police officer taking, you know, promotional exams, knowing test taking technique comes in handy. In terms of cleft lip and palate, you know, when I go, and I've had 25 surgeries, when I go for surgery, I could almost tell the nurses what we're going to do in pre-ops. Mm-hmm. So there's a comfort level that comes. And so it doesn't, it's a small thing, but it makes little elements of life easier. And it also allows me to help comfort other people who may be going into that and sort of walk them through that process. So our experiences in these things that seem really hard become the ways that we help people.
And this is something that adults can learn from too. It's geared towards children, but it's definitely something that adults can learn from too, right?
Oh, definitely. I know one of the reasons I like children's books is that I meet so many adults who have little hangups on these things, you know, whatever their challenges. And I go, I wish they knew how to take those challenge and turn it into a superpower and help other people. And that's why one thing I like about children's books is we can teach people that earlier in life.
What are some of the comments that you've received from this book? I know it's been out for a few months now, right?
Yes, it came out back in June. One of my friend's kids was doing a review for it. And when mom and son sat down, he said, if it's really good, maybe I'll give it a 9, but I'm not giving it a 10. No way. And at the end, he jumped up and said he loved it and gave it a 10. And that one just feels really nice to take somebody who wasn't a believer and make them believe. But I think even more important was one from another friend's daughter who is, I think, 13 years old.
Okay.
And she read it and she felt really bad for Savannah. Mm-hmm. And she never wants another kid to feel like Savannah did in the book.
Oh, wow.
And so that to me, now I know I hit somebody's heart.
Yeah.
And with how we treat people. And so that one, I think even feels more, it doesn't have that jumping up kid and all that excitement, but that's the one where I know we're changing lives.
It is really amazing the power that books can have.
Oh yeah. Yeah. It's even just thinking about, you know, I read a romance novel in high school and now I love to read, you know, it's everybody gets something different out of a book. And I'm just excited when somebody does out of mine or anybody else's. It's amazing.
So I want to jump back. You talked a little bit about turning weaknesses into superpowers and strength. So how were you able to do that with this book?
Well, I wish when I was a kid, I knew how I did this, but it really took a lot of reflection to sort of figure it out. Mm-hmm. And one of the stories from childhood is from third grade, an elementary school kickball game. I was not the best kid on the team. I was one of the last ones picked normally. And I come up at bat, I kick the ball and it goes like directly to the pitcher who I start running and he throws it at me and it goes flying over my head. Wow. So here's this little kid who felt like she was always the smallest kid in class and mm-hmm. people always sort of, you know, it was not portrayed as a benefit as many times as people wanted to tell me good things come in small packages. And in that moment, I realized that was what got me to first base mm-hmm. and got me recognition. And I think from there, I always intrinsically saw benefits in things that people didn't see the benefits in, but it took a long time to realize that I was doing that. And so I think anytime that we have something that we think is, you know, a deficit for ourselves, that is a challenge, we just have to take some time to pause and say, what's the benefit here? Where am I eventually going to find the benefit, even if it's not today?
Do you have another turning moment maybe in your school career where you were like, hey, this is actually maybe not as bad as everyone says it is, you know, like you realize it is a strength?
You know, so I was in the police department. Mm-hmm. I did 20 years in the NYPD. And I feel like people treat women and smaller women a little bit differently. Mm-hmm. And I don't say that, you know, that as a society that, you know, I'm weaker, but I think it lowers the aggression in an interaction. Mm-hmm. And I think that that helps both parties because, you know, when people are upset, things can go wrong really quickly.
Right.
But when everybody's a little bit calmer, you can resolve problems. So it seems really weird and it seems like it would not be a benefit to be small in the police department, but I think it often was because I think it de-escalated situations a lot of times.
That's cool. It leads into different parts of your life, not just in school, but in your career. And as we grow, it's always going to be there.
Yeah. Yeah. Who knows what will come tomorrow that will help me go. Thank goodness I'm so small.
And so do you have any advice for parents whose children might be struggling with self-esteem problems?
Yeah. If they're struggling with something like I was learning disabled, I had the cleft lip and palate, teaching your children and doing some role playing with them to answer questions from other kids is a really good way because, you know, we're always going to have that awkward question from somebody that we don't want to answer.
Right.
But if we have an answer for them that empowers that issue, that is a huge step forward because that tells us both that we're confident in it, even if we don't totally feel it, but it tells other kids that we are too. That's the first thing. And then the second thing would be find what your kid loves to do. Mm-hmm. What puts a smile on their face? What, you know, charges them up? And spend more time on those things because those are going to build up their confidence.
And what about with adults having their own self-esteem problems? Is it a different way about it, you think, or what would you suggest?
I think it's a little bit different, mm-hmm. but it's the same type of things. You know, find what you're good at, find what you enjoy, spend time on those things. But also, if you have something, you know, whatever it is that's causing the self-esteem issue, try to find the positive or even the neutral things about it. Because it's so easy to focus on the negative, but once you start searching and really opening up the idea that there's a positive, slowly you're going to find them. And that's going to help a lot with building up your self-esteem.
Absolutely. Talking with Christine Meyer, the author of The Too Tall Giraffe. And I believe I've seen you say this. You said that you didn't receive a stuffed animal that looked like you until you were in your 40s. So tell me this story and then I've got follow-ups.
Yes, of course. So when I was writing this book, I said, I need a giraffe for this book. I love giraffes, as you can see by my top. So I was just Googling it and I founded an organization called Cuddles for Clefts, and they make 4 different types of stuffed animals for cleft affected children.
Wow.
And adults apparently. And there's definitely a giraffe. I know there's a tiger, and there's 2 other animals and they're just stuffed animals with a cleft sewn onto them, and they can be personalized for whatever cleft a child has or the adult has. Mm-hmm. And they can be ordered for children having surgeries, and they can also be sent. I know they do some work with some organizations to get them into less developed countries.
That's amazing that they have that organization. Representation is incredibly important, especially you know, in our younger years, but even as an adult, to be like, wow, this looks like me. So it's great. But tell me in your eyes about why representation matters.
As a kid, I had another kid in my class that had a cleft lip and palate. So I always kind of grew up around kids who had it. And so it didn't seem as abnormal as it could seem. Mm-hmm. And as an adult, I started to join support groups and I realized that there were a lot of people who had never even met somebody with a cleft lip and palate. And so they feel like they're on this island by themselves, mm-hmm. and they really look different because there's nobody else, really and truly nobody else in their world like them. And even having just a stuffed animal, somebody taking the time to say that your difference matters, is just huge for somebody, whatever is the, whatever difference you have.
And so for this book, where can people get it? Where can we listen to it?
You can learn more about the book at thetutelargiraffe.com, and you can buy it pretty much anywhere books are sold. If you do go to thetutelargiraffe.com, you can sign up for my newsletter and you'll get a set of discussion questions to talk through with your child, your class, library group, whatever community you're in. There are some great questions to get you guided in that conversation with the kids.
Perfect. And we know that you are an author. What's next in the works? Are we doing the Too Tall Giraffe 2? Is there another book we're working on? What's next?
I am finishing up a novel at the moment, and then I'm going to be working on two different children's book ideas I have. One is about maybe a too small giraffe, and a little stuffed giraffe that I used to travel with that got stolen, and he's finally ready to tell a story about what happened after.
Oh.
And I'm also in November going with a Smile Train to Kenya, and I'm hoping maybe a story will come out of that.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So what are you planning to do down there?
We are going on a Journey of Smiles trip, and we're going to see some of the work that they do in Kenya with their hospital centers. So it'll be visiting with some patients, visiting their hospital centers, and also their speech and reading centers.
Amazing.
And safari too.
Amazing. Well, it sounds like you are definitely providing smiles to lots of people. So thank you for everything that you do. I'm curious, does the teacher who assigned this project, does she know that this is now a published book?
No, I don't, or at least I don't think so. Well, now I have something to do after this interview.
Yeah, you got to send her an email. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for your time. Before we let you go, school's starting very soon. Some people might already be back at school. What is your message for the kids starting?
For the kids starting, it is just go and be yourself. Be brave on days even when you don't feel like it. And be good to the other kids in your class.
Beautiful. Well, thank you so much, Christine, for joining us on this edition of Plugged Into Long Island.
Thanks so much for having me.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.